Luke chapter 14. And there's one word that is repeated three times in this passage that we're going to read. And every time we come to the word finish, you're going to read that word, okay? I'll read the verses, and every time finish shows up, you say it out loud as I'm reading. And Aaron, get ready for Share Scripture Thursday, okay? Make sure I'll remember to touch base with you on that. Luke 14:28. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to yet, lest haply after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to. So, we're going to talk about the finish. Amen. You may be seated. I think we had a miracle in the building process. Happened this year with Kiana, and we rejoice with the farmers. By the way, keep Brother Farmer in prayer. He is going to be having surgery on January 7th for a hip replacement, and he's it's interesting how he relayed to me how he and Sister Farmer were talking about leaving for Christmas, going to Fairbanks, and then on down to Anchorage for the surgery, and discussing when to leave and so on. And her comment was, this place is jumping. We can't leave now. They had people getting the Holy Ghost. They had people getting baptized. People running back and forth on snow machines from service to service in Norvik and Kiana. This place is jumping. I thought it was an interesting way to phrase it. But thank God, the presence of the Lord moving in such a powerful way. And but the building and the cost. Just amazing how from the beginning of the plan, and I think Sister Esther did some of the drawings, preliminary drawings and so on, and then the materials start to be accumulated. Brother Abbott, of course, very key in getting all of that, because it had to go on that barge. Very, very expensive and impractical to fly materials up. It had to all be ready on that barge. And then once it got there, the labor that was donated from across our fellowship here in the district and all the way to Florida and Texas, California, Toronto. Was there some from Toronto too? Alabama. Amazing how it all came together, and certainly the cost being outrageous. And I told you before about how they had to spend $30,000 to hook up the water and sewer, and I'm thinking, what? Get some copper tubing and some black pipe and put it up. That's not how it works in Kiana. It's quite an involved process, because everything's got to be above ground and not underground because of the permafrost. So unique in how it all came together, counting the cost and bringing it to the point of completion and finished. Everybody say finished. Praise God. Now, normally there would be purchasing power needed at every stage, every step, making sure that the funds were there to meet every installment. But this had to be done right at the beginning. And so, counting the cost, was done right up forward. Amen. And now a beautiful building sits there, and people are getting baptized, people getting the Holy Ghost, people being healed. Amen. Youth being reached, and the blessing of the Lord coming forth. You know, last year, the Kiana group went to Holiday Youth Convention, and weather kept them from getting home. And there's no Super 8 or Microtel in Koch. The rooms are extremely expensive, and they got caught with weather, not able to return to Kiana Norvik, and the cost just skyrocketed. So they're going to have their own youth convention. Praise God. Lord willing, they're going to have a youth convention in March, and Pastor Jeff Glover is going to be flying up there and preaching, and praise God. I think it's going to be powerful, but you have to count the cost. You take a look at it and say, we're doing this, and we're going to finish it. It's not going to be a monument to carelessness or half-heartedness. We're going to finish. We're going to finish. It's interesting that the Lord spoke of a tower. For which of you intending to build a tower? Thank God the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run therein and are safe. Praise God. And I'm thankful that we can make haste for the kingdom of God and be quick to do the will of the Lord. Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Praise God. 8 miles there. My. Praise God. Nothing wrong with making him yours. Nothing wrong with entering that relationship and making it strong. Nothing wrong with making those commitments and keeping those commitments. Praise God. Amen. I thought, as the youth were testifying, I thought about Eutychus in the Bible, how he was up in the elevated parts of the building there, keeping the lights. I guess he had to, I don't know if he had to pour oil in them or keep changing the candles or what he was doing. But he fell asleep and he fell, and that was the end of Eutychus until Paul laid hands on him and he arose. Praise God. But I thought about how the youth need to keep the light going. Amen. How the youth need to be higher and higher in the place of serving God and walking with the Lord and not walking in the mud of this world and the garbage and the trash that the devil wants to confuse them with, but up high and keeping the light. Praise God. That commitment and that desire. The cost of commitment. In preceding verses, we won't read them, but verses 26 to 32, the Lord uses the example of being a disciple. And he says it in a negative way. They cannot be my disciple. He's not saying it's impossible. But he's saying if you're not going to count the cost, if you're not going to make the commitment, if you're not going to be in the place of discipline, it's not going to work out. Being a disciple is just not going to happen. So he challenged to be committed. He challenged being willing to pay the price. And he himself knew what it took to finish. Amen. Because he came to the place of saying, it is finished. It's interesting how the one who is eternal limited himself to time when he came as that baby in Bethlehem. 33 years times 365 days is over 12,000 days. But we don't just count the days in the Lord's life. We thank God that he made the days count. And it counted for those who were healed. It counted for those who had truth. It counted for those who were delivered. Praise God. And thank the Lord, you and I can do the same thing through the power of the Lord. Jesus made a difference. The miracles, the truth that he taught, the compassion for the crowds, the forgiveness to those who even opposed him, who fought him. Thank God that the power of the Lord was there. And when John came with a question, or John sent his disciples with the question, are you he that should come, or do we look for another? I'm thankful that there was evidence that supported the answer. Amen. Go tell John. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised. Oh, praise God. Evidence that the Lord would demonstrate of his power. And thank God he made the difference because he became different. The Bible says he was rich, but for your sakes he became poor. He was righteous, but he was made sin. He was the Almighty, but he became weak. Thank God that the one who promised eternal life also tasted death for you and I. Tasted death. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good is what the Bible says for us. And Hebrews 6 talks about tasting the heavenly gift and tasting the good word of God. But Jesus tasted death for every one of us. Amen. He paid the ultimate price, the whipping, the crown of thorns, the mocking, the crucifixion. But he didn't stop at any of those places. He counted the cost and he finished. His words, just a simple three-word statement. It is finished. Praise God. And there were those perhaps who wondered why he uttered that statement. And oh, thank God, the work that continued on, the power of the Lord as he finished the work of redemption and the price of salvation and bringing us into the place where we would know his power and his goodness. Oh, thank God, he knows how to help you finish. He knows how to bring you to that place of finishing. Amen. Noah would tell us, it's so good to finish. It's so good to involve yourself in the work of the Lord. It's so good to get your hands dirty, to get calluses on, and to get soreness in your back. It's so good to feel all of that and then to recognize it's finished. And the Lord shuts the door. And the rains begin to fall. The waters begin to rise. And those who didn't prepare paid the price. It's so good to finish. Amen. John would tell about the first journey in the missionary field that he took with Barnabas and Paul. And how the church prayed and fasted and sent them forth by the power of the Holy Ghost. And they traveled to different towns like Seleucia, Cyprus, Salamis, Paphos, and encountered the sorcerer. And he saw that sorcerer struck blind, and the deputy believed, and they went on to Perga, and all of these different things that happened. John was there to see it, but he departed and returned to Jerusalem. He didn't finish. Paul and Barnabas would go on, and they came to the point where they would want to go on the journey again. And Barnabas wanted to take John Mark, wanted to give him another chance, wanted to say, let's go. I believe you can do it, but Paul didn't. And there was a sharp contention or dispute and disagreement between them. And Barnabas and John parted one way, and Luke accompanied Paul and Silas, and we have the record that follows on with what happened with Paul and Silas. We don't know exactly what happened with Barnabas and John. We don't know what took place, what miracles John saw, and what maturity he grew to, and how he kept commitments that he had made, how he reflected on, this is where I messed up last time, this is where I ran out of steam, this is where I felt like I couldn't continue, but I'm going to make it this time. Praise God. We don't know how that all came about, but we do know that the apostle wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4 and 11 and said, take Mark and bring him with you, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. God will help you finish. Amen. God will help you be brought into the work. Praise God. Paul and his Ephesus meeting determined to be in Jerusalem for the day of Pentecost. He recognized bonds and afflictions awaited him there, but he was already bound. He was already determined. He was already bound in the Spirit to go forth. In Acts 20 and 24, he declared, "None of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, that I might finish." That I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, and to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Oh, thank the Lord that he had a powerful experience of the grace of God and the blessing of the Lord, and he knew with joy he was going to finish that course. He knew it wasn't going to be a problem and a difficulty that would cause him to lose out with what he had in the Lord, but with joy he was going to finish the course that God had brought before him, and he would continue testifying of the gospel of the grace of God. "I have fought a good fight," he would declare. Praise God. Amen. It wasn't a pat on the back for himself. It wasn't so that he could receive the accolades of the church. It wasn't so that all the compliments and the blessing that would come. No, he's encouraging others. "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me, and not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing." Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for that power that the Lord would provide to help him to finish. He journeyed on to Rome, and there were more salvations. There were more miracles. There were more people being saved. He continued in Rome for 2 years. And this is what he was doing: preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. Amen. And he was even able then to write to the Philippians and talk about greetings from those who were even in the palace of Caesar. Praise God. Even there were people receiving the word. Even there were people being baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, because he continued preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the Lord Jesus Christ with confidence and with commitment. Praise God. Oh, he knew how to finish. Praise God. It's been said, and it's real true, you're not responsible for how you came into this world. You are not. Whatever the circumstances of your birth, you're not responsible. You didn't choose to be born. You didn't choose your parents. You didn't choose your birthplace. You didn't choose the circumstances of your birth. You don't have that responsibility. But you do have the responsibility for how you leave this world, how you finish. Mm-hmm. And that's where the Lord delights, in stepping in and showing his power. Praise God. Revealing his kingdom. Bringing forth the blessing that he desires. Amen. Thank God for being born again. We were born, but we're born again. Thank God for the new life that the Lord puts us in. And we stay in the power of the Spirit. We stay in his word. I like how the Amplified renders Paul's question in Galatians 3 and 3, and how he brings an indictment against the Galatians for not continuing in the place that they were supposed to be. "Are you so foolish and so senseless and so silly?" I think that would get their attention, don't you? "Having begun your new life spiritually with the Holy Spirit, are you now reaching perfection by dependence on the flesh?" That's foolish. That's senseless. That's silly. I'm going to continue to finish in the power of the Spirit. Amen. In the precious word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Having confidence, the confidence that the Lord desires to give us. In Philippians 1 and 6, being confident of this one thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Are you confident in that? Amen. Oh, the devil wants to erode that confidence. The devil wants to say, no, it's not going to work. You can see people falling all around you. You can see people loosening their commitments and stepping away from their confidence. But praise God, I'm going to continue. I'm going to keep going. Amen. Running the race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher. Praise God. Because he knows how to finish. He knows how to help you finish. He knows how to bring you to the place where he would pronounce it is finished, and you would see the work of God fulfilled in your life and the hand of the Lord displayed. It doesn't matter this year passing and we on the verge of a new year. Our God is faithful, and he will help you finish. Praise God. Does he know the end from the beginning? Yes, he does. Amen. And he says, all my counsel is going to stand. Amen. And that's where we can stand. That's where we can be firm and solid and established. Amen. Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And oh, thank the Lord. He will bring the finish to your story. Amen. The Olympic marathon. And the runner who came staggering in hours after the champion was crowned. And people asking him, why you fell, you were injured. Why put yourself through it? You could have just caught a ride back to the stadium. And we know his reply, my country didn't send me to start the race. They sent me to finish the race. Amen. And just a handful that were there in the stadium as he made the last lap and crossed the finish line. Just a handful there to applaud him. But I know there was countrymen that were proud of him for finishing. Amen. And the angels stand and watch you. The angels come with strength for you. The angels come with a message for you. Praise God. Go ahead and finish. You can finish. You can make it. Praise God. Oh, the tremendous psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He provides for everything. He ministers in every way. He's there every day. He leads you beside the still waters. He leads you to green pastures. Hallelujah. And even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord is with you. Amen. Your cup can overflow. The anointing oil can come down upon you. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Praise God. Amen. Not in chaos, not in turmoil, but in peace and in comfort. He's there with you. Goodness and mercy all around me. Goodness and mercy behind me, following me. And then that final statement that I want you to say as well. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm going to finish. I'm going to finish. Let's stand and praise the Lord. Kolarande tosondo hatelera momo. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I praise you, I praise you, I praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your great name, glory to your great name. Glory to your great name. Praise your great name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen, amen, amen. You don't finish by wishing. You don't finish by, you know, just hoping it's going to work out. You finish with commitment. You finish by applying your heart and your life to the principles of the Word of God. You finish with commitment. Praise God. You know, that's how a marriage continues. A marriage begins with love and romance and all of that really nice, feely stuff. But it continues by commitment. And it'll finish by commitment. The same with your relationship with the Lord. Praise God. Commitment. But then His blessings come again and again. Amen. His strength comes again and again. Praise God. Brother Cliff, you about fell standing up here today, being praying. The Lord's emphasizing you can't stand by yourself. You can't make it on your own. You need the power of the Word. You need the power of the Spirit. You need the covering of the blood. You need the shield of faith. And He provides it so that you can finish. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, let's come today. Let's come today. Determine in our hearts, I'm going to finish, Lord. I'm going to finish. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.